Kansas City has not beaten Tampa Bay since 1993. They have beaten all of the other teams in the league at least once, all of them, except the Buccaneers. So how do you win this week? I want to ask you about Justin Houston on one side, Tom Bahaly on the other, because Tampa Bay's got some big decisions to make.
Well, they do. And with Houston having six sacks, Bahaly having two sacks, they're doing a great job getting pressure on the QB. But something that I saw this week is what we call coverage sacks, in terms of defense is going hard, but they're not getting to the QB right away. But the QB had nowhere to throw the ball, did Flacco. And with that, he had to sit back there. Now the defense, you see that great interception by Flowers. The defense, when you can play like that, when you can get coverage sacks, that means you've got some good things going on in the back end. But again, that pressure up front is huge, because in some way, shape, or form, they cannot single both Houston and Tom Bahaly. They have to double one, if not both. And maybe they chip them, I don't know. But they've got to do something, because if they don't, it will be a long day for the QB for Tampa Bay. Josh will not be happy.
No, and here's the other thing I saw on tape that was very encouraging. The Chiefs are beat up on the defensive line. Dontari Poe had easily his best game in his rookie season. He was really good in the Baltimore game. Tyson Jackson playing the two-gap, doing a good job. The guys up front, if Ropati Patoa-Tua gets back, now all of a sudden you've got pressure and up the middle. The quarterback vision has changed in the last three games. Ever since that end of the New Orleans game, the quarterback many times is not having a clear vision in this funnel in front of him, because they're getting enough middle pressure and just turn those guys loose on the outside.
You make a good point. And the other one that we forgot to mention is number 97, Alan Bailey, made his first start as a true defensive end. I thought he did a good job as well. But you talk about it. When you collapse the integrity of the pocket, the QBs have a hard time stepping up. And if they can't step up, now they start to throw off their back leg. They can't get as much velocity on the ball. They can't be as accurate. When you've got the guys coming off the edge, and now they don't have to worry about the QB stepping up and them going around them, that makes a big difference as well.
Okay. The big number, turnover margin, we all know that. That's obvious. What may not be quite as obvious is starting fast in this game on defense. We mentioned it last week. The Kansas City had allowed three touchdowns on first offensive possessions by opponents in 4 weeks. Not last week. It was huge. The Chiefs started fast in this game defensively and carried it all the way through for 60 minutes. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though they're 1-3, are second in the NFL, Kendall, in scoring on their first possession. They have 17 first possession points in 4 weeks. What about Kansas City starting fast on defense?
Well, Mitch, you talk about it all the time, but it's even more important on the road, because when the offensive team at home starts and they get a touchdown, you get that crazy crowd going. And in Tampa, they've got it going pretty good. It can get loud there. So if you can stop them and get them off the field, it deflates the crowd a little bit, and that's what you want, because as the Chiefs' offense comes onto the field, it's going to be loud if they're sitting there dealing with the fact that they're down 3-0 or 7-0 and the crowd's having a party right now. So if you can deflate them a little bit early, that makes it a little bit easier for the offense to operate. And again, you hate to play from behind. You want to get a chance. That's what we're looking for. The Chiefs have to play from ahead and put some pressure on the other team.
They've not played from ahead all season. They've not led with the clock running yet. We all know that stat. That could change a lot this week. All right. And we see here the pressure on Josh Freeman. He has struggled this year. At times, the numbers have not been great. Now let's flip it to the other side. The Chiefs, let's say, and we're under the assumption Brady Quinn is going to have to quarterback this week. We're also under the assumption Kansas City, one of the best running teams in the league, is going to try to run the ball on Tampa, even if they throw and commit an eighth man to the box. Tampa's only allowed 220-plus runs in 4 weeks so far this season. What about the offensive approach in beating Tampa this week?
Well, you know, I talked about it earlier. Just because a team's good at stopping the run doesn't mean that you don't run the ball if that's your strength. So I think the Chiefs will still continue to do that. Yeah, we are going under the assumption that Brady will be starting this week. We don't know how that's going to go completely, but the sample size we saw last game was 3-for-3. That's a good thing. The big thing I like is the fact that Tampa Bay, quite honestly, they're just like us. They don't know what to expect. They've got to prepare for a lot. That's a good thing. I think Brady does bring some things to the table as far as his feet. If it's not there, tuck it, run it, and get 5 or 7 yards. There's nothing wrong with that. It will be interesting in terms of how they approach things. I certainly think misdirection with the boots and things of that nature could be something that could play in this week as well.
Again, you see some big plays by the Cowboys and Giants against them. The Bucs have allowed 25 20-plus yard passing plays. That's near the bottom of the league. They're also last in opponent first down passing yards. So the Chiefs want to run the ball, but this might be an opportunity to also hit the Buccaneers at a deep level. Defensively, you see they're giving up 23 points a game, a chunk of yards. They have only 8 sacks, 24th in the league, but this is an aggressive bunch up front defensively.
You're right, and they are a very aggressive bunch. And when I watched the film this morning, what I saw was the fact that you've got those guys getting up the field, sometimes to their own detriment because they've got their head down, they're plowing forward. Sometimes it helps them out, but for the most part, I think they're so intent on stopping the run and getting up there and being physical that, again, that 5-yard to 13-yard window back there, if you decide to throw the ball with the crossing routes, the things of that nature, maybe your comebacks, that has a chance to work as well.
More to the story. Win the turnover margin. Stop the bleeding on the turnover margin being minus. And also build off all the positives to the Baltimore game and flip the season going into the bye week and trying to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.